Now, following on from Crystal Palace, we go to AFC Burnham, the team that everybody always thinks is going to be relegated. Once again, their own equal points with Crystal Palace and Newcastle, only 8 goals behind Newcastle in goal difference, and have scored more goals than a lot of other teams. Very good season for them, I think. Eddie Howe, I think, has had a tremendous season, as has Burnham, given they're probably the smallest club in terms of maybe after Brighton in terms of gate receipts. And every penny counts for them, and they bought really well, and they knew the teams they could target and which games they could win. I think, given everything, AFC Burnham easily, I'm going to give them an A-. For the whole team.
Yeah, I think an A- as well. As you say, they're a small club, or smallish club, as far as small goes and Premiership standings. You say they ended up 12th, equal points with Newcastle on 10th, so it's only 6 goals out of the top half, so that's the same really. So A-. I mean, you say they won where they needed to win. They didn't really get too badly beaten up at any stage, I don't think.
They managed to
4-goal losses here and there, but I mean 4-0 against Manchester City, but that's Manchester City.
That's a thing that's just going to happen. 4-0 against Liverpool, thing that's just going to happen. No shame in that.
4-1 against Tottenham, but I mean it wasn't I was just scrolling through, I couldn't see too many games where it was too horrendous like that, so good on them, really. They did what was needed.
They never looked like they were going to be relegated this season, which I think is credible given their resources. And they've always they're not a team any other team in the Premiership can take for granted. This was a team they could just we can win this game. They've always been ready to fight for their points and whatnot.
I sort of felt that pretty much the entire bottom half of the table was in relegation battle at some point during the season, other than the last couple of months, that they were always looking like if they ever dropped into the relegation zone, someone else has either done really well or they've just had a really bad luck. They didn't really look like they should be there. But to say that that relegation battle was quite a large one for quite a large period of time through most of the season, but that's when you look back at the top of the table and see, as you say, I think the top four all had points where that could have won premierships in the past. That's why there's a large battle for relegation at the end. Those points are going to be somewhere.
Following on from FC Burnham at West Ham United, they didn't get relegated.
Yeah,
that's probably the only good thing about their season. Look, it seems churlish to say that given they're many points ahead of the 33 that Swansea City got and got relegated with. They're 9 points ahead, but they played awful, terrible. Yeah. There are teams below them that looked much, much better. I don't think West Ham United are happy playing at the London Stadium.
Possibly not.
When United fans outshout them at their home ground, that's when they have problems. In a game which United drew, by the way. It's not even like a game where United were going great guns and the fans were up for it. Being said, they did need to change their manager in the middle of the season. David Moyes did what David Moyes does, keeps a team up. Plays the way he needs to play. I think David Moyes might suit West Ham United. Once again, while he's a defensive-minded manager, he's not that defensive-minded. He has a sense of adventure, and he does like his attacking players. And he finds diamonds in the rough, which is what West Ham you will need. Given the resources available to West Ham and the clubs that finished above them, and clubs with far bigger off-field issues that are above them, I have to say West Ham United, you didn't get relegated, so I'm not going to give you a fail mark, but C-.
Yeah. what's that I find sort of funny about this, I sort of agree with you, like, they had a poor season. But last year they had a bad season too, but I didn't really feel it was as bad. It was like there was cracks, but they pretty much ended in the same number of points as last year. But this year just seemed worse for some reason. Like I don't know.
Body language, isn't it? Yeah. They don't feel like West Ham. Like, the Man United fans were telling them, you guys aren't West Ham anymore.
Yeah,
and, like, they're absolutely right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. Like, there was something else that wasn't necessarily just on-field performance. And you're right. I think maybe it's the stadium. The fans haven't quite settled in there. They didn't really say they're not West Ham. Perhaps that's the best way of saying it, really. They're sort of not in there.
Yeah.
Their home, so. But I think I agree with you. Like, it wasn't a good season for them. They rescued it in the end. But yeah, C minus. Just passed.
Yeah.
C's get degrees.
Yeah, the next C's get degrees, and the next team on this list, I am also going to give a C minus, just because they started so well.
Yeah.
They looked like they were going to finish top ten, maybe even get a Europa spot. But once again, issues with managers changing and people unsettling the team from outside. They are lucky Watford has good structures in place and good owners who manage to keep things stable for them. But it's not like every club above them doesn't have similar issues. Watford have far more resources available to them than a lot of those clubs. Given how they started, you'd expect them to do a lot better. So I'm giving them a C-.
Yeah, I mean, I don't quite feel as bad for Watford as like West Ham, despite that West Ham ended up slightly better than them. I feel like Watford had a slightly better season. They ended up pretty much, once again, looking at last year, ended up the same number of points, one extra point. But last year they were just above the relegation zone in 17th. This year they're 14th, and fairly easily outside the relegation. I mean, so it doesn't feel quite...
It looks fairly
good. But the thing is, I sort of feel that Watford have done this sort of previously, where they sort of have good starts, and I feel like the last few seasons that sort of happened, where they've had good patches, especially at the start, looked good, and you're like, oh, this Watford team, this is really good, they're going to do something, and then they sort of just fade away slowly as it goes on. I don't know. I sort of feel the opposite to West Ham with Watford. Like, I feel a bit more positive about this season, despite the fact they had sort of not the best in the end. Still not that great a season. But I'm thinking maybe a C or a C+.
C+?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, moving on from Watford, another team in the relegation strugglers who everybody expected to struggle. Yeah. They're not relegated. That automatically gives them an A in my book, at least. I think A in the end is fair. Brighton and Hove Albion, the team with the smallest stadium in the Premiership, just got promoted and arguably had the most difficult task in staying up in the Premiership and... and getting results. So I would have to say one of the best performances this season. Hopefully they will invest well. Chris Hutton is a great manager. Long time managed both Norwich and West Brom. Plays a good style of football, I think, but also a very practical style. He knows he will attack if he thinks it'll work, but he's not afraid to build a defensively orientated team that'll attack sometimes. But he's a manager who realizes that you still need goals to win games. And so that's why I think Brighton have survived. The astuteness of good player Glenn Murray, 12 goals, and for a club like Brighton, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
And having a manager like Chris Hutton is just, that's probably the reason why they got promoted, and he's probably the reason why they stayed up. That's all I can say about that. Yep. A, you agree with the grade, or would you go lower or higher?
almost higher, but I think A is probably a good... I mean, it was ridiculous. I think we both had them in our preseason prediction as, like, relegation, like, their bottom... Okay, their 20th. Okay, let's go from there. And so...
Pretty much, yes.
I don't think I gave them any chance. As you say, they're one of the smallest... Well, they are the smallest club. They only just scraped in, really, to get promoted in the first place. It just looked like that was, you know, that was going to be good money to put on them for relegation. But they ended up 15th, and, you know, 7 points out to, above the drop zone. So that's, I just think that's ridiculously good for them, really. So yeah, A, easy.
Yep. Now, the next team from them, similar performance, Huddersfield Town, heaps of issues off the field, which Brighton don't have. Issues with their manager, which also Brighton don't have, hence why Brighton finished above them.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the end, a team that played for them, played for each other, and like despite the terrible times, they kind of struggled through, and then we picked these guys as relegation fodder as well at the beginning of the season. Yeah, yeah. We were pretty much like, yep, they're going to be relegated. Unfortunately. But they'd probably get promoted again because once they sorted out their ownership issues, it would be they're a good club and they had things sorted out. But hey, look, they are not relegated. No. They just made it, and no doubt because of their fans and their players and somewhere along there, the structures that got them promoted have kept them here. Once again, it's difficult for me not to give these guys an A, given how better they did than I expected them to.
Yeah, no, I sort of agree. I feel like they pretty much ended the same as Brighton, slightly less than Brighton, but part of that is their off-field issues more than the on-field stuff. Yeah. But I'll give them an A as well. I mean, they did well. So, stayed up meant that all three of the promoted teams stayed up. Which I can't remember. I feel like it's not that long ago since that happened, but I can't really remember that happening.
That's a rare occurrence.
Yeah. It's not something that happens that often. As I say, at the beginning of the season, we were like, yeah, okay, Newcastle, they're likely to stay up. I think we had Huddersfield as being close, but just missing out and just going back down, and then Brighton being like the bottom team that everybody beats, and both those teams have shown like, no, actually we're here, we're staying. So yeah, I think it had a field A as well.
Yeah, the team that followed them, Southampton, they started the season terribly.
Yeah,
had an awful start. They look like relegation for all hell and money. Now I'm going to give Southampton themselves a C+ because they passed and passed well at the end, but I'm going to give Mark Hughes, who had a terrible season with Stoke. I'm giving Mark Hughes' Stoke season a D, but I'm giving his Southampton season an A+, because that was a great escape that he pulled off. I feel like Stoke and Mark Hughes, at some point, it's just, you know, like, he's been there for a while, and he says, he's their most successful manager. He's gotten them to their highest positions. As much as Stoke fans and Stoke people don't say that they should have gotten rid of him earlier and blah blah blah, but look, he went to Southampton, one of his former playing clubs, and took them up to the got them safe. He's got a lot of Premiership experience. If Southampton keep him, though he's not really what we think of as a typical Southampton manager, because they usually like a more thinky type who's got a lot of tactical prowess.
Yeah.
But that being said, he's knows it all. He's done it all. So anyway, Southampton, I think, C+.
Yeah. Once again, they had a poor start. So I sort of take that. Like, they did well at the end, and they avoided the drop, so that's always a pass in the end. I mean, they stayed up, but it's just hard to, I don't know, they should be doing better, Southampton. I always feel like they did a lot worse than what I would expect them to do. That's in.
Yeah.
Like, they were 8th last year. I would expect them to be higher. I think you did predict them being pretty poor because of their off-field issues. Like, there were cracks, and there had been for a while. And so it sort of was something that's been coming. But, I mean, I give them a C-minus once again. They passed. They stayed up. So, you know, they did the sort of the bare minimum to stay, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, all the relegation teams.
Yeah.
Okay, Swansea, the team we've been predicting to be relegated forever, finally get relegated. I mean, and in the end, it was their own fault, because I think they took things too easy and just kind of assumed they wouldn't be relegated because they're Swansea.
Yeah.
Much like Sunderland, done many a season. That being said, they've been woeful. They've been woeful for many, many seasons and still staying in. They've got good players. They even have good resources available to them.
Yeah.
But there's really no excuse for being as bad as they are. D, but not a D plus.
Yeah.
But not a D minus either.
No, I think you're right. A D. I mean, it's, you just look at their results of the year, and there's nothing there that's anywhere close to being good. There's lots of losses against teams they needed to beat. Draws,
especially at the business end of the season.
Yeah. Especially looking at the end of the season, it's just, I mean, the only thing that,
like, those last three games, especially home games against Stoke and Southampton, and Bournemouth, that is where that relegation happened.
Yeah, I mean, I look there, you scroll down, it's not until you get the 1-1 draw at home to Everton, where in the week before, a 1-1 draw to West Brom. But that's West Brom, I mean. Yeah, it's the 1-1 draw with Everton, that's like the last one, that's something that, like, yeah, okay, that's perhaps an okay result, but yeah, it was woeful, so you're right, a D. Like, there's nothing there, really, that Swansea can hold up and say, hey, look, we did something, okay.
Yeah.
They really got to go next year, like, over the off-season, have a good think about it and regroup to come back up.
Yeah, and it's not going to help them that Cardiff got promoted. That's not going to make Swans fans happy.
No.
In fact, it might almost make that a D-minus for them, but I'm going to be shit. I'm going to be not so cruel. Give them a D.
Yeah.
Following on from them, Stoke, the team that just managed to get relegated after so many times and, like, actually looking like they were going to be a Premier League fixture for a while.
But
at the end of the day, given the players they have, that's D minus for me. I mean, I know that they are not a new coming team like Brighton or have the Huddersfield have, and they don't have the they had a manager who'd been at the club for 5 years. That is the second longest any manager has been at a club after Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, exactly.
So that tells you that they shouldn't be relegated. That Mark Hughes is terrible. That's why I gave him a D minus for his season at Stoke, because and it's possibly not all his fault, but, you know, he's been there long enough. He should know how to run things properly and do the job there properly.
Exactly.
And ditto, Stoke should know what to do to get the best out of Mark and the players.
Yeah.
Disappointing season for Stoke fans.
Yeah, I sort of feel like they had known how to do that. Like, for some reason this season they forgot. That's the sort of weird thing with Stoke. Like, you were doing fine, you knew what to do, and then suddenly there was all these problems. And, like, but you didn't have those problems, and you were successful. So why create problems, really? Almost, you know.
Exactly.
A bit more nuanced than that.
No team has a divine right to be in the Premiership.
No.
There was a season where Chelsea nearly got relegated, Newcastle United, who are a team with a very stellar record in the Premiership, have been relegated twice.
Yeah.
And West Ham several times as well.
Yeah,
so you can't. So no team can hold it for granted.
No.
Stoke, this was their last, but I would not be surprised to see them bounce straight back up.
Yeah, I agree. But I also agree with your rating. I think a D minus for them. I mean, so woefully underachieved, sort of almost created problems where there were no problems. And for no real reason. So, basically, they should do well next year. I think the only reason why they might not is the other teams that are going down with them. But, yeah. They should. I think they're probably in the better position out of them to hopefully bounce back. But once again, they sort of got to have a bit of
I feel a bit of a think about Stoke,
it over the off season. Think what they've
Stoke
done.
Should make it at least to a playoff spot next season to get promoted. Exactly. That's that bottom team, West Brom. I can't think of anything. I can't give them a higher rating than a D minus because look, they're bottom. Anything else would be unfair. They're a team I like a lot. They're the team I watch when I'm not watching Man United, the only other team I regularly follow. Terrible season, terrible management, and like they really should have gotten rid of Alan Pardew a lot earlier. That all being said, West Brom have good structures in place. They've got a stable ownership surrounding the club and actually have good players who are, I think, gonna, because I feel like West Brom are not naive enough like Newcastle to have to not write clauses in their contracts about what would happen if you get relegated, and I'm sure they have those clauses in their players' contracts as well. So I can see West Brom, in fact I'm gonna say it now, West Brom are my favorite to win the championship next season. So I think they're gonna finish top and come straight back up. They know what to do, and I would be shocked if they didn't at least make a playoff spot. And like I said, I think they're favourites.
You're right that this season is a write-off for them. It's a D minus. I mean, you can't come 20th in the Premiership and then expect to get anything other than a D minus. Really, it's the worst of the worst.
The only thing way I could think of that happening is if a team got more than 35 points and were someone like Brighton and Hove Albion, where we'd just be like, oh, you're so unlucky.
But even
usually
then,
that's enough.
Yeah.
We'd give them a D. We wouldn't give them a D minus.
A team, maybe a D plus. Like, but those are special circumstances. But no, I don't really feel it for West Brom next year. Like, I feel... It depends a bit. It's all three relegation teams, I think. It depends on how they take it. The off-season is going to be the important part for them. If they can regroup, then all three of them will be vying for that top spot next season. They'll be 1, 2, and 3, probably. But I'd say lots of it's going to depend on how they deal with it. And a little bit of who's left. Who between, I think it's Fulham and Aston Villa doing the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't know. West Brom, they've changed managers, so, and everything. And as you say, they'll have the club structure is not bad, so theoretically they should have the better ability to bounce through this. But a lot of it, all three of them next year will depend on how well they take it over the off season, basically.
I
don't know. I'm not as optimistic about their chances next year as you are, I think, is where I'm going with.
Fair enough. We will obviously, I think that's all we have time for today. But we will get into the World Cup before it starts in mid-June. And we'll have to talk a bit about all the going-ons in international football, cricket, and maybe even rugby.
Rugby? Ooh. Well, there'd be some definite
And when I say rugby, there's like a bracket with S in it, because both rugby codes?
More than one rugby code. Wow. That's going
to
be interesting.
More than a passing sentence or just an analogy we use to describe a situation in a football or cricket game.
Wow. But yes, I think so. I mean, we've got our bandwagon going for the Warriors. Yay.
Absolutely. We've got so much to talk about in rugby, but just because, hey, what's happening to Sanzar?
Yeah, well, there's that. There's the fun that's been had with qualifications for next year's World Cup.
Without going too deeply into it, I think the IRB made the right call.
Yeah, yeah. The IRB stepped in and were like, actually, you guys, we need to sort this out. This is the right answer here.
For once, Russia were badly done by a team that cheated. Or teams that cheated.
Yeah, it's like...
The Russian rugby union...
The right result was for Russia to be... was for Russia to have a good result.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they played fair and within the rules and everybody else cheated.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We laugh.
It's Russia's... Rugby's still amateur in Russia, so yeah. That's how it is.
It is how it is.
But anyway, till next time.
Till next time.